It's the Rich Keefe Show on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app and take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Hour number three of the Rich Keefe Show. Andy Hart in the house as well. We'll take you up until 10 o'clock. And Bill O'Brien back as offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots. Now, we gave it like a 90-95% chance of happening last week when you saw a list of the five candidates.
Yeah.
Seemed like a no-brainer. It was going to be Bill O'Brien. It is. Now there's a chance that maybe Adrian Klemm is the offensive line coach. He's getting like a second interview, even after Bill O'Brien's already been given this job. So they do need to revamp the offensive coaching staff because it wasn't just a Matt Patricia OC thing. Matt Patricia was also the O-line coach, and Joe Judge was the quarterback's coach.
Yep.
So they need to clean house there. But clearly, who this impacts the most is Mac Jones. And after this season, there should be no doubt, right, on whether or not he has the ability to be a franchise quarterback.
100%. You're tiptoeing into my column for tomorrow morning on WEEI.com.
Not to spoil it.
No excuses. Like, yeah. The excuses are over, and a lot of us did it, and I know some fans even bristled at it this year, blaming so much on Patricia and the offense and the scheme and the route running and the spacing, but all of that leaves. I know there'll still be talk of personnel, and you don't have a number one, but those are minor level. You need to make chicken salad, whatever they give you,
yeah.
And I think in a way that's comforting because you got to realize – it's year three in a rookie contract and a quarterback.
A first-round pick. Like, right? Like, year three for any first-round
pick.
Mahomes
is like Super Bowls and MVPs by this time.
Yeah. Again, what curve are we grading on?
Because I'm grading it on quarterbacks taken in the first half of the first round.
Yeah,
does that seem fair? Because where'd Mahomes go? 12, 11?
Yeah, he's right in that same wheelhouse.
Okay, so, three picks away.
Yep.
So, yes, that's the damn curve we're grading on. You need to go to the playoffs. You need to win things. You need to be good. You need to elevate your team. And you can't point at the sideline anymore, which I accepted. Lost year. Forget this year.
Brutal.
Lost year.
It was.
But that's over. And the example I've been using is a sprint, an Olympic-style sprint. You got the blocks there.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't get to the blocks last year.
No.
They never got a chance to find out if they were one of the 10 fastest, win your heat, go to the next round. They couldn't get their feet in the blocks last year.
How'd he do?
This year, Mac... Yeah. You're in the blocks.
This is it.
Now you look left and you got Usain Bolt and you look right and you got DK Metcalf or whatever other famous sprinter. You need to run.
But you just hit on it too as maybe not as big of an issue, but let's say Devontae Parker, Kendrick Bourne, Tyquan Thornton are the three best wide receivers on the team.
Okay,
so still no excuse at that point.
No, they're NFL receivers.
Yeah, they're not great.
No, they're not. That could be the reason you can't compete with Buffalo.
Kansas City,
Cincinnati. Can't be the reason you're not a wild card team. I don't want to hear, well, because some of those guys would say, well, you look like you have a pretty good defense over there.
But is Mac Jones's performance, I mean, again, I know the reason to play is to win. But if Mac Jones, say the Patriots go 8-9, but Mac Jones has 22 touchdowns, 11 picks, a 97 QB rating, is that good enough? Or would you rather him go 10-7 and have similar numbers to his rookie year? They make the wild card round, but he's really not much better than he was as a rookie.
Oh, he has to be better than he was as a rookie.
Okay.
It has to be. And I don't know. That's where you're right. Because of the players around him, the numbers and the measurables are going to be tough.
Yeah.
And but the point is, you're moving towards making a quarter of a billion dollar decision.
Yeah.
Like a $40 million a year decision.
To me, again, without fully predicting the next season, I feel like Mac Jones is going to be one of these quarterbacks that does not sign early, and you're going to have to wait and see. Because even if he has a good year, like, all right, well, you had that one stinker in there. Like, are you going to be able to keep this up?
Wait, but the stinker is not on his resume. That's on Bill Belichick.
It is. Well, it's still
there,
though.
It should not be on his resume.
Yeah, but
if there's anything of that stinker, you know what I would say as Mac Jones?
Mm-hmm.
I was within 30 minutes of football of making the playoffs two straight years to enter the NFL, and I had those guys.
Right.
They were so bad.
How bad were they?
Bill Belichick had to change the way he did business. He put out a press release immediately.
Well, that's what he wanted to do.
But it said it.
It did.
What did the first line say?
Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so Bill Belichick, things got so bad with those guys running the offense that Bill Belichick had to put out a release saying he was going to look for an offensive coordinator.
It's pretty crazy.
So if anything, Mac should take claim for some of the positives of last year, like they stayed in it. Now, Does he really?
No, I don't understand.
No, because they played a bunch of backup quarterbacks, and that's why they had wins.
And
that's
there's
the
more
only
playoff
reason.
Teams now than there used to
Absolutely.
Be, and all that stuff that kind of factors in.
But no, the excuses are gone. Like, no, and I think the issues will be gone, quite honestly. I really do. And maybe I'm putting too much stock in Billy O'Brien's plate. The guy's been an offensive coordinator for 20-plus years.
Yeah.
At colleges, at pro teams, with good quarterbacks, with bad quarterbacks, with run games, with tight ends, with goat this and not goat that. Like, mm-hmm. he's done it all. He is the anti-Patricia. He has the experience to fall back on.
Yeah,
he's kind of dealt with all the issues. I mean, what's the blackest mark on his resume, would you say?
Probably when he was a
coaching.
Player personnel guy. Oh, coaching-wise?
Yeah.
I mean, probably coughing up a huge lead against Kansas City or...
But even that's a little bit head coaching, where the dumb fake punt.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like...
Oh, like offensive coordinator-wise?
Like, he kind of makes good, because I've heard a lot of, oh, he's predictable, he's boring, he's this. Okay. I heard that about McDaniels, too. And two weeks into last year, you were begging McDaniels to come back. You were hoping he'd get fired by the Raiders so he would come back.
No, to me, a lot of the things that you can really poke holes in Bill O'Brien are not his responsibility now. He's not the head coach. He is not the GM.
Like Brock Osweiler, did he pick him? I don't know, but that's sort of a GM thing.
Yeah.
Like, all of those things are bad. As a coach, he's a real, legitimate offensive coach. He stabilizes your offense. He legitimizes who you are. So, Mac... You're not going to have all the issues of, I don't think, Dan Orlovsky doing weekly updates on, like, what's the laughable screen capture this week of where the receivers are or spacing or, oh, my God, it's a 7-step drop at the routes. And like,
but there's now something. So I agree with that, and I think that's what's great about it. And, yes, it's still really frustrating that that wasn't his year two. Like, if Bill O'Brien was with Mac Jones year two, like, you have a better – maybe you do make the playoffs this year.
But it's
year,
gone. Or, can't worry about the past.
I know, but it's still
not here
sucks.
To talk about the past.
We just watched
McGuire
a lot of games
say.
This year when the guy that shouldn't have been calling plays calling plays. We are. And I would do it a million times over.
I'd do it for free.
Yeah, well, I do watch the games for free. I mean, I would anyway, as everybody listening does as well. Actually, in fact, sometimes you pay a ton of money to go see these games as well. But there are no excuses for Mac next year, because I assume they're going to get at least either a tackle or a receiver, maybe both. Right? This isn't
they
the
have
only...
draft picks and they have money. They're going to do something with it.
Bill's going to draft on defense and spend money on defense.
Then the defense
it
is
does
better.
Help Mac
and maybe
a little
your
bit.
Stats will be down, Mac. But maybe you make the playoffs led by a defense.
Now, but also, is it just Mac Jones kind of compared to himself in a vacuum type thing? Because again, one of the big takeaways from the divisional round, even the wild card round, is the AFC quarterbacks are so freaking good, and they're all young. They're like in their prime that, like, should he be compared to Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, and these guys? I mean, that's your competition. That is
if measuring up to those guys is what matters, end it now.
There's no chance.
No chance.
Right.
It's over. I don't need another year. I don't need last year to blame. Like, he doesn't measure up to those guys.
Can a team in the AFC without one of those guys win in the next decade?
Yeah.
So you think so?
Yeah. I think if you're the Niners, do you not think the Niners could win in the AFC?
I don't know if they're going to be realignment. I feel like they're probably going to stay in the NFC.
Do you not think they could win in the AFC?
I think if that team showed up in the AFC, I think they would be pretty good. I would take all three of those teams over them, though.
Interesting.
I like these three teams so much. And talking with Fitzy yesterday, the big Rich Keefe show.
Because I saw both of them almost lose on opening weekend. The Bills and the Bengals.
Yeah.
To backup quarterbacks.
I think they were looking ahead to
Skylar Thompson's and Huntley's of the world.
But for the fifth straight year, Mahomes is in the AFC title game. For the second straight year, Burrow's in the AFC title game. So I just feel like there was, from 03 to 18, those 16 years, 15 times three quarterbacks represented the AFC.
Yeah.
I think we're in that same spot.
Probably.
Okay.
But it's not a, it's,
oh, yeah, I'm not
you
suggesting
said,
you
can
quit.
You?
I'm not suggesting you quit. Like, you have to go out there. You have to do the best that you can.
I'd much rather have one of those quarterbacks.
Yeah, obviously.
It makes everything easier. But I think, for example, I keep going back to the Niners because that's what you're going to have to try to do in some form or fashion. And the Niners went to the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo. He was not Mahomes, Burrow, Allen,
and even
whatever.
They thought they needed to upgrade that.
Right.
Yeah.
And this year, they could go to the Super Bowl with Purdy, who, as good as he's going to be,
it's crazy. Yeah.
Isn't Mahomes,
nope,
Allen,
nope,
Burrow.
Nope.
So you're seeing an example of, it's hard.
Yeah.
Because you have an all-pro at tackle, running back, wide receiver, tight end. Like, it's ridiculous.
Loaded. Yeah, it's loaded. And a good play caller.
Yeah.
Like, you have everything there.
Like, so there's always that outlier. The easiest way, the NFL way right now, in my opinion, is two things. You need a quarterback and a 1,000-yard dominant receiver.
Yeah.
Like, that's just three out. There's no teams left. I looked at it. Patriots were one of 15 teams that did not have a 1,000-yard receiver.
They didn't have one last year either.
All of the, team without a 1,000. So 15, half the league didn't have a 1,000-yard receiver.
That's
almost.
Actually surprising.
A little higher than when I wrote the sentence and then did the research. It was meant to be more as a shot at the Patriots. And then I was like, well, half the
kind of in
the
group.
But none of them are still playing.
No, Philly has two of them.
Right. Yeah. No. None of them are still playing. But it was surprising to me when I was going one, two, and I was like, son of a.
They're
bitch.
One of four teams. Like, no, 15 teams.
No, I'm telling you, I wrote the sentence one of, and in my mind, it had tone to it. It had Rich Keefe Cone.
Oh yeah,
tone.
You're ready for it.
The Patriots are one of just X teams, and then I went and filled in X, and X equaled 15, and it was not as fun a sentence.
Yeah, there's only 22 guys with 1,000 yards receiving. It just feels like, especially from being obsessed with fantasy football, I would have guessed the number was larger than that.
Yeah.
I would have thought maybe closer to 30, but now you also have, let's see, eight guys that are at 1,300 or more.
Well, yeah,
right?
There's
so then
that.
You have like, and then you have that next level of
which
guys.
You should be.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because 1,000 yards in 17 games is nothing.
Yeah, right. Like, what is that average? Like 60 yards a game?
It's not even, I don't think.
Just under 60, like 58
only
yards
we
a
had
game.
Away.
We'll never know this answer, and it's frustrating. But, yeah, you look at what's left in the league and what?
58.8 yards per game.
Yeah, that's
really not
enough.
Even a good game. If you looked through
yeah.
and a receiver had 58 yards, you'd say, meh, a meh game.
Yeah.
If you string together a season of meh games, you're a 1,000-yard receiver, and there was only 22 of them.
That's kind of like DeVonta Smith this year. Like, I don't think he was really all that crazy impressive, but he piled up numbers. 95
everybody,
catches.
Yeah, more than that hit me. They said it in the broadcast. More catches than any Eagle in history. And I was like, no one talks about him.
Yeah, they didn't have
it's
a lot of
receivers. It's all A.J. Brown.
And then Jalen Hurts had an MVP season, right. And part of that was running. You know, so that's pretty interesting. All right, let's go to the phones here. We got David up in Merrimack, New Hampshire. He joins us next. What's up, David?
How are you guys tonight?
Pretty great.
Awesome.
Hey, I love the show. I think you guys are really good together.
Thank you.
Really fast, witty,
yep.
back and forth. It's really good. I love it.
Appreciate it.
Don't step on it.
I want to be positive. Mm-hmm. About New England, okay? Right. I am so tired of listening to your channel all day long, and it's just knockdown after knockdown. Here's the story, okay? We got screwed in Minnesota, okay? We got screwed in Vegas, okay? We held Cincinnati to 0 points in the second quarter, in the second half. Mm. We were on the 5-yard line with 1 minute to go, and Stevenson coughed up another game. Okay, so I watched how good Cincinnati is against Buffalo and people. We can play with anybody, okay, period. Our defense is nasty. Nobody talks about how good our defense is. Why is that?
I think it's because they
only... Can you answer that to me?
Yes, I think it's because they only beat backup and third-string quarterbacks.
Listen, we played with a lot of teams. We beat ourselves.
Yeah, I know, but the league's
okay?
like, it's close.
We're
like, take
very
a look at the,
young.
But, David, hold on a second. Like, if you look at the league... More often than not, you look at the point spreads, it's like 3, 4, 5, 6. Anytime there's a double-digit spread, it's like a crazy
right.
game. So
most games are one-score games.
They're supposed to be
Can
pretty
I,
close.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you agree we played with Cincinnati?
I don't personally.
Second
I
half.
Think Cincinnati
You don't
gave
think
up.
That we shut them down in the second quarter, no, in the second half?
They
no,
might,
he was running for his life.
I think it was Christmas game. Eve, and they packed it in at halftime because the first half, if you recall, was not as close as the 22-0 score. It was a dominant butt-whooping.
That is what if, could have been. I'm
now,
going
all of your what if. All of yours
they
are.
Scored,
Ramondre Stevenson fumbled. Jacoby Myers threw an error.
0 points.
Okay.
Zero points. Joe Burrow.
But they'd already scored 22. That's all they
in
needed.
The league.
Right. Right.
Okay. Look. Let's look at the Cincinnati Bengals. Okay. Right. Let's look at their running back. Let's look at their 1A receivers.
Okay.
Let's look at Tyler Boyd running around the middle. They get an awesome team.
Yeah,
we
great.
Shut
they're
them out
playing.
In the second half.
Yeah, but there's four quarters in the game.
Period. Dude. End of story. We should have won that game.
Yeah, but what about the Jets
should've,
game?
Coulda, woulda,
what about the what about the Jets game where you
yes,
needed a punt return
point.
Touchdown? All right.
Listen, I'm just going, why can't we be more positive? We are not that far away.
They were 8-1. Well,
okay?
Again.
I don't care what anybody says. Right. If you put Mac Jones on the Miami Dolphins with those two receivers, you'd see how good he is. Yeah. Okay?
All right.
Period.
All right. Well, they don't have those receivers, though, David. Period. Like, right now, they have Devontae Parker and they got Tyquan Thornton. They don't have those receivers. You think they're going to get two of those guys? They're going to stumble into Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle or Jamar Chase and T. Higgins this offseason? It's not happening.
T. Higgins.
I would love him. Yep, I would too. So you trade for him. Now you can't get a tackle.
Okay. Again, sign a tackle.
But
I got Connor McDermott.
Like, listen, I try to be positive. I also try to be realistic. And you can't just pick all the games that they lost close and then ignore the games they won close. Because if you want to take the Vikings game, well, you got to give me the Jets game. Or, like, vice versa and go all that. And then, like, what if and hypothetical? Well, guess what? When your team fumbles, that's you. When your team gives up two kick return touchdowns, that's part of your team. Like, that also happened. They're 8-9. They didn't beat a single quarterback worth a damn this year. Nope. Like, that's what's frustrating. You want to say the defense is nasty? Yeah, they're nasty against Sam Ehlinger. They're nasty against Zach Wilson.
Yep.
They're not
2 years in a row,
guys. Yes.
2 years in a row, they've been.
And 3 out of 4.
Essentially the same defense, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
like
pretty close.
They've
yeah.
been able to beat up on bad teams and not measure up to good teams.
Yeah.
Yes, I am unfairly, or I guess presuming, I think the Bengals packed it in at halftime on Christmas Eve.
It went so easy for them
in the first half that I think they lost their edge, their mentality. You know, usually you say warm up the buses when the road team's getting their ass kicked. I think the road team warmed up the buses when they were kicking ass.
We needed the win.
Get
we
the buses
the win,
warm. We'll be out there soon. I want to see my kids. It's Christmas Eve. Yep. Santa's coming. Like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'm with you. Like, you need to have you can be optimistic.
Sure.
I have said I don't think the Patriots are that far away. I think they could make dramatic changes. Now, the pieces are hard.
That was close David, to that caller. Yeah,
well, David. But no, even David brings it up. They're loaded. Yeah, and you need to get to they're loaded somehow with a receiver. You need to find a way.
Because
if you don't close that gap, we just talked about it.
Yeah.
Good teams have good playmakers. We lived it forever.
Yes.
Moss and Welker and Gronk and Edelman. You had
it's
the
great.
Playmaker that when the going got tough, you got it to that guy. He got the first down. He got the touchdown. You won the close game.
I agree. All right. Tier Tuesday, the most anticipated segment of every week here on the Rich Keefe Show, is next. But right now, here's Ben Charleston with What's Trending.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Now, it's the Rich Keefe Show on WEEI.
And we're back! Time now for Tier Tuesday on the Rich Keefe Show. We have no time to spare. Andy Hart is here. We've had two Tier Tuesdays thus far. One was a smashing success. The other one might have got a little messy, but still, they are what they are. Yeah, we got a lot of complaints. People didn't
from
like
who?
Those. Twitter, the people that you fight with all the time.
If I had seen those, I would have responded.
Right, as a tag at Jumbo Hart anytime you have any issues. So, we did playoff teams. We did non-playoff teams. How about this one? You got to use your creativity a little bit. AFC teams over the next 5 years. So sort of the five-year outlook for these teams. Some, I would say, are very promising. Some are. And again, the tiers haven't even been created yet. We create those on the fly, which may be part of the problem.
It is fluid. This is probably a segment would be best served if we did it in advance, but then played it off like it was fluid and organic.
Like Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Like Tom Brady did that?
If I effing knew it, I'd effing tell you.
I think we're more talented.
Oh, then Tom Brady? Is that the quote?
In the communications world.
Yeah, that's true. Although he's in a new movie coming out.
That looks like, quote my wife, one of the worst movies ever made.
Yeah, it looks like an SNL sketch.
And I think Curran might be in it.
I know Curran got to interview all those actresses.
Oh, maybe that
cool.
was it.
He did
it. And he claimed, like, I didn't actually get to ask him because we went boom, boom, one show to the next because he did Quicksilence, but I think Jane Fonda, like.
Said he was handsome.
Yes.
Yeah, he tweeted that out. That's amazing.
Is she blind?
It's a Zoom connection. It's not 1080p.
Right.
If I heard that about, I would have flown out to wherever Jane Fonda was immediately. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm not really.
80 for Brady. You're not into Jane Fonda?
No.
All right.
Ben, are you into Jane Fonda?
Of course
like, is this
he
a
is.
Normal thing? People are into Jane Fonda?
Thumbs up in the back there, Jane Fonda?
I didn't see a thumbs up.
Rita Moreno? Sally Field?
No. No. And no.
The other one, no. But all right, whatever. Anyway,
I don't even know if I know who Jane Fonda really is.
Jane Fonda.
She's not the mother in
Tommy
Fonda,
Boy, probably.
Is she?
No, that's Bo Derek.
She was hot in that movie.
Yeah, she was in the movie 10.
Yeah, Bo Derek.
If
Bo Derek said I was handsome, I'd be into it.
Okay.
Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda.
She does like workout videos.
Yeah. Jane Fonda. Very impressive.
Good. I'm good.
Well, anyway, I think you're just jealous.
If we're tiering it, Bo Derek would be higher than Jane Fonda.
Fair enough. All right, then let's tier non-playoff team. Or no. All playoff team. Sorry.
What are you
doing? AFC teams. I'm getting confused with the last two tier Tuesdays. Well, I got a lot on my plate here. I got to tier these things. I got to label these things.
Your name's on the show. You're the host. Let's go.
Getting a lot of compliments about the show. A lot of compliments.
The last guy complimented us and then ripped us the rest of the time.
Yeah, it's true. That's also allowed here on the show. All right, so do you want to start from the bottom or do you want to start from the top? All right, so it's Kansas City Chiefs.
Mahomes of the AFC title game.
Wow. I kind of like it a lot. Mahomes of the AFC title game.
I would put home in caps.
Yeah, that's all caps, so I'm going to put it in quotes.
Oh.
It still pops.
Yeah.
Still pops. So, yeah. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, they have been there for five straight years. It's crazy what they're doing. And what really impressed me this year is he's going to be the MVP without Tyreek Hill. I already knew Mahomes was nasty. I never questioned Mahomes. But I did think he would drop off a little statistically without Tyreek Hill, and that didn't
happen. He did not.
At all.
He's going to win the MVP. Aaron Rodgers would be very excited. See, because it's done. That's the beauty of Rodgers. When the regular season ends, you're happy. You know, like,
house
pretty
money.
Much you have it wrapped up, the MVP. So whatever, maybe that's why he always loses, going 13-3 in like the season.
That is true. All right, the next team would be the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills.
Okay, so I have them. Can I put another team with them?
Well, of course, but we're doing one at a time.
Okay,
I would say
Moby Dix.
Now, again, I am familiar, but I am going to need you to explain a little bit.
They're chasing the elusive thing that they can't get, the white whale. They need a ring to validate. They're great.
Yeah.
Ahab was a great captain.
Do you think they win one in the next 5 years? Because that's what we're doing here. So, need to win one.
Yeah.
It's a little wordy, but
I like Moby Dix.
Moby Dix.
Yeah.
Chasing the one.
Ahab then?
Okay, Ahabs.
Ooh, we got an English
major over here.
But I was
going with the book
title.
Look out. No, I get that, but wouldn't they be the ones chasing the whale? So, they're Ahab chasing Moby Dick,
I know,
which
I
is a Super
with
Bowl.
The book title.
Brendan Fraser.
Plus, I just wanted to say
whale.
Moby Dix.
Yeah, this is all it comes down to. He just likes.
Did you know it had an alternate title, Ben?
Okay.
I believe called The Whale, because some bookstores weren't comfortable with the word
Moby.
Now I don't know if I can say it. The title being Moby Dick.
Brendan Fraser nominated for Best Actor in the movie The Whale, which came out, where he plays a 600-pound man.
Okay.
So. But isn't everybody chasing the elusive champion? Not everybody, but,
yeah, but not really.
Most teams?
No.
But so you're saying the Moby
They
Dicks-
are right there. They're on the cusp of it.
Yeah.
But they will not be validated until they get the trophy.
All right.
Just like Ahab. And he ended up dying trying to get it.
So are we
Took
call-
him down.
Are we calling it Ahab or calling it Moby Dix?
It's Andy's tier two.
It
he
is.
Loves it too
Andy
much,
loves
so.
It a lot. So
Moby
we'll,
Dix.
We'll put him in there. So the Buffalo Bills are there. All right. The Cincinnati Bengals.
Moby Dix.
You put him in the same one.
Yeah.
They're right there.
This is not one of Hart's strengths.
He said he's better than Tom Brady at public speaking. All right, so the four seed would be the Jacksonville Jaguars. I feel like they have the ability to crash the party, potentially.
Party
crasher. Party crasher. Could they be the...
Closing fast.
Okay. Because we all agree...
They went from number one overall pick to... Playoffs.
Divisional round.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, they're coming on fast.
Calvin Ridley?
Did you say coming on fast?
I said party crasher.
Okay.
Well, because everybody would admit that the three teams that we just named are the clear-cut hierarchy of the AFC, and because of where the age of their quarterbacks, they're going to be there for a while. And again, this is a five-year outlook.
It'll be an upset if they're not in the championship conversation for the next 5 years.
What if we call it playoffs every year? Like, their goal should be playoffs every year.
For the Jags.
For the Jacksonville Jaguars for 5 years. Or
but see,
no.
This is where this gets hard, because to me...
This whole thing is difficult.
With
That's
Trevor Lawrence,
yep.
Within 5 years, you should be contending for a Super Bowl. Not just playoff happy.
So are they Moby Dicks?
Yeah, but they're further back.
They're below that. So they're Ahab. No. We're moving on from that.
Now you're doing what you accuse me of
That's
doing.
True. That is true. But that's why I would say, you know, party crasher or... Like, they're not that far away. Well, they are. They're clearly below these three teams.
They're due for a step back next year. We can agree, right?
I don't know. They had such a great second half that I would suggest
I know,
not.
But
if they just clean up, I think they can win 10 games.
Worst to first to win in a playoff game. I feel like
the division back, still stinks.
Somebody will get hurt.
Okay,
Travis Etienne's hurt.
Everybody, you're calling everybody. But this is for the next 5 years. So even if they have a bad year. But like the goal for them, I would think, is like there's no turning back. Playoff team.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we call that?
I don't know. You had it.
Playoffs every year?
Annual achievers.
Playoffs or bust?
Playoffs or bust.
Yeah, sure.
Because we probably should have like a Super Bowl or bust. That'd be
That's Mahomes.
That is Mahomes. Mahomes of the AFC title game is what we have.
The AFC title game will be in Kansas City for the next 5 years.
Playoffs or bust. I like that one. So let's put the Jaguars there for 5 years. All right, the five seed this year was the
Chargers?
Yeah, the Los Angeles Chargers. Their playoffs or bust.
Gotta be.
Yeah, with Herbert, gotta be.
Playoffs or fire the coach.
Uh-huh.
That's actually what I would call it because he's a boob.
Baltimore Ravens.
Ooh, this is a tough one. I don't know who their quarterback is.
I don't know who it is. Over the next 5 years, is it going to be Lamar Jackson? It's
probably. They can't let him walk, can they?
I don't think. What's the backup plan? Like, I don't think there is one.
Anthony, whatever the third guy was.
Oh,
Brown. Davis,
Brown. Anthony Brown, I think. See, I don't want to just completely tier it like in order of this year's finish because this is a five-year outlook. So
yeah, but we're tiering it basically with the quarterbacks.
Kind of.
That's how it gets tiered because that's how football works.
And we don't know if Lamar's even going to be their quarterback.
But he would dramatically change.
Wasn't that one of our playoff tiers? Depends on Lamar.
Yes.
No, I think they also depends on Lamar.
It kind of does.
In many ways. All right. I'm fine with that.
We've used that before, but hey.
it's an oldie but a goodie.
Yep.
Fans of the Tier Tuesday will understand that one completely. All right, so after the Ravens, we have the Miami Dolphins. For 5 years, so the five-year outlook. So even if they do get Tom Brady, like, are they all in on that?
No.
No.
He would be a one-year. It'd
be a one-year thing.
They don't have the quarterback.
No.
Depends on Lamar.
Somebody else should probably be in the depends on Lamar.
Because if they get a quarterback, if they get someone other than Tua.
What if they get Lamar?
Okay.
I mean, he could be available. Isn't he from Miami?
He is.
Depends on Lamar.
I like it. Let's put them in depends on Lamar. Makes all the sense in the world.
Good job, Ben.
Pittsburgh Steelers. So, Kenny Pickett wasn't too bad when he got a chance. All right. Mike Tomlin's never been under 500.
I feel like, and I don't know, I think I'm jumping the gun here, but I feel like,
Depends on Lamar.
I thought Buffalo and Cincy should be together, I think Pittsburgh and New England should be together.
All right.
I think they're the same thing. Questionable young quarterback, Hall of Fame caliber coach, marquee franchise. They're the same tier for me. They will be the same tier moving forward.
Like, they are...
Old school, new school.
Playoff contenders.
Old school team and coach with new school QB. What's the result?
Old school, new school. Old school, new school.
Okay, screw
I
you.
Love that.
What does that mean?
Hall of Fame coach,
okay.
Marquee franchise. That's the old school part. The new school part is the quarterback who may not be good enough to take them where they need to go.
Should be transitions are hard.
Oh, because, boy.
Well, listen to what's – Bill Belichick's not going to be the coach for 5 years.
He could be. Robert wants him to be that.
What did you do for them? Do they have the quarterback?
Question mark?
QB.
Franchise quarterback? Question mark?
And I love it.
QB shopping. QB hunting. No. QB.
Do they have the white guy?
No, that's not great. Not going to put that on the tier. Listen, we got enough heat as it is on the tiers. I'm not putting that on there.
Hey, I thought it was good.
I also feel like we're running the risk of simply tiering these teams based off of their end result from this year. Again, it's a five-year outlook.
Yes, but it is all based on the quarterback.
Okay, so Mac Jones and Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett are the same. Young quarterbacks that neither team can feel like he stinks, but neither team can be like, oh, yeah, we got our guy.
Nope.
I mean, he wears gloves.
So are they depends on Lamar? Every team depends on Lamar, but they probably
are
the
quarterback,
in that sense.
See,
you don't know if your guy is
the guy. Let's
put
New England there, and let's put Pittsburgh there.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's fair.
It would also be old school, new school, because John Harbaugh, franchise.
Stop trying to make that thing.
I liked it. Putting them all under Ahab. So the next team would be the New York Jets.
40 years too late.
What does that mean?
It means they have a running back and they can play defense.
That is true. They would be great in the Big Ten back in 1984.
Exactly.
Running back?
Yeah, Brees Hall.
Oh, Brees Hall's good. I like Brees Hall.
As long as he recovers.
Yeah, he's hurt.
He'll be back.
He's all right.
We have science.
Yeah. Man, they're a tough one because...
defense doesn't actually win.
Oh, I like that.
Suck on that.
We're all on the same team here. You don't have to put anybody down.
Oh, this isn't a competition?
Defense... doesn't win.
I don't think that. Yeah, right? Doesn't actually win championships.
Doesn't actually
win championships.
Win championships.
Is it getting a little wordy for you, a little long?
Kind of is.
No.
I'm going to change it to Super Bowls. Super Bowl.
No, but no one says defense wins Super Bowls. People say defense wins
defense
championships.
Defense doesn't actually win Super Bowls?
Championships. People like say it. Defense wins
Ben
championships.
All right, Super Bowls it is.
You all right,
next one after that.
I'm here every night, so we're going to do what we want. You only come twice a week.
Uh-huh. Well, once this week.
I was going to say, don't, yeah.
Yeah, let's not put
that's got nothing
week.
To do with
well,
me.
Listen, you could have put your foot
I'll
down.
Be in a different day part, as they say.
Well, we'll be listening. The next one is
no,
the Tennessee Titans. I'm a busy guy. The Tennessee Titans. I think like
wrong direction.
Yeah, Mr. Window.
Yeah, window closed.
Yeah, window closed.
Window closed.
Washing. Window closed. I like it. Window closed.
We should get this sponsored.
Wait, Tier Tuesday? Oh,
yeah.
It's ripe for a sponsorship.
We got lots of sponsorable things. We had Teaser Tuesday today.
Teaser Tuesday, the first ever the Bet du Jour. That's a sponsorable segment. Kiefer Madness is coming your way shortly. Is that it? Is that how we end the show? Window closed, Tennessee Titans. All right, next one is going to be, I'm curious your answer on this one, Cleveland Browns. I feel like Cleveland Browns might be.
Depends on Lamar.
I would say playoffs are bust. They gave up so many picks and so much money for Watson that if they miss the playoffs any of these next 5 years, this was their punted away season.
You got me.
So I'm going to put them up there because, trust me, I think it could go bust.
Massage something.
No, I'm not going to do that either. All right, how many more teams we got here?
Oh, throwing in the towel.
Las Vegas Raiders.
What?
Las Vegas Raiders.
They don't even have the QB.
They don't have anything. They are, you know what? They might have, well, no, I guess they can't because the word was they couldn't fire McDaniels because they couldn't afford it.
Right.
But I feel like over the next 5 years, they could have, oh, you know what? They could be like the Colts. They could have like three different quarterbacks.
Yeah, they could.
Or five different quarterbacks.
Well, especially if one of them's Brady.
Yeah. Ooh, what about QB Carousel? And that could be both the Colts and the Raiders.
QB Carousel.
No, you don't like that? That's all right.
Because I think
that one back.
I think the Colts are on the back end of the carousel. They've played the carousel the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, they have.
I mean, I think they're hell-bent on solidifying it or stabilizing it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think the Raiders are just starting the carousel.
They've just begun.
Yeah.
I would say they can't be window closed because it was never even open.
No.
It's a black hole.
Loose slots.
Cannot write that. Can't probably say that. So skip over that one altogether.
It was in Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, Raider. Sure it was. We can't air most of that. I think the Raiders are a really tough one because in a way they are... I wouldn't call them depends on Lamar because the depends on Lamar ones are all like young quarterbacks. So even if they got Brady, this is a 5-year outlook. Like the Raiders are going to go right back to being crap.
Right.
So I don't know. Like long road ahead. Like they're a mess.
Yeah.
When's
How about
the rebuild?
They're a mess.
Yeah. A mess. All right. I like a mess.
I mean, they traded for a receiver. Like, to prove the mess point, they traded for a receiver to play with his best friend and then got rid of his best friend.
And they told him to get the hell away from him. Right, don't you ever show your face here again. You're like, what the hell? All right, Denver Broncos. Denver Broncos. They're going to have a new coach. They're going after Sean Payton. I don't know if that's the right thing, if that's going to help or not. Window closed. That's not really
open. Never opened.
No, are they a mess?
Open, closed.
Are they a mess? Oh, defense doesn't actually win Super Bowls. Yeah, let's put them there because their defense was
they even have
good.
Weapons.
Yeah, but
they have pretty good receivers.
They do.
Good young running back.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. All right, we have two more teams, I believe. The
Dangerous.
No. Broncos country, let's ride. The Indianapolis Colts and the Houston Texans. Indianapolis Colts and Houston Texans.
Windows closed, I think, for the Colts.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely.
There was a chance there.
Even this year, people were talking themselves into maybe they could be a Super Bowl contender if Matt Ryan regains it. Side note,
yeah,
Matt Ryan pretty good on TV.
I didn't see him.
I watched the pregame show.
Yeah, he was on...
He was very good.
Fox? Like,
no, he was on CBS. Gronk was on Fox.
Oh,
one guy could speak, one guy couldn't.
Yeah, not strong.
Being the communications experts that we are, Matt Ryan was better, and he could move on.
Maybe he'll end up.
Although I think he still has like a $40 million deal. So
yeah, he's playing football, I think, for sure. So that's where the Colts are. And then lastly, the Houston Texans. would just be...
Houston, we have a problem.
Fine.
Apollo, what was the Apollo that crashed and burned?
Not gonna... What? Oh.
On the launch pad, it never took
Challenger?
Off.
Oh, we're not going with a Challenger. Good
no,
Lord.
The Challenger crashed coming... Yeah. Yeah. No, there was an
Apollo...
You're
talking about the Tom Hanks movie? Apollo 13?
One of the Apollos crashed on the launch pad. That's the freaking Texans.
All right, well, I'm not saying that.
Crash on launch
pad. That seems insensitive.
Pad.
I'll go with Houston, we have a problem. They're a long ways off.
Lots of draft picks, though.
They do have a lot of draft picks, and they're probably going to get their quarterback this year, I would
think.
It
might have been Apollo 1.
Yeah, for God's sakes. Well, you look that up. We'll
Apollo 1.
This way. They're Apollo 1.
Yeah, they never take off. It's probably offensive. I wouldn't if I were you. It's your name on the show, not mine.
It's true. It is Tier Tuesday, though, and so we will tweet this out and put it out on Instagram.
What do we go
with
for the Texans?
Show. I think Houston. Houston, we have a problem. It's kind of lame.
It's lame. Apollo 1 is creative but terrible. It's offensive.
They're a mess. Let's just put them in a mess. You want to put them in a subcategory from the Raiders? Like just on a tier under their own at
yes,
the bottom?
Yes, they're in a tier on their own. They're worse than the Raiders.
Mm.
What's the best thing about the Texans?
The best thing?
Lots of draft picks.
Draft picks.
Yeah. Assets don't win. Ask Danny Ainge.
All right, well, how about we just put them in draft picks?
Although the Celtics are good now, so.
They hit on a couple of number 3 overall picks there, Tatum and Brown. Let's call them draft picks, exclamation point. That's what we'll do.
Picks.
I said draft picks. All right, that'll end another very successful edition of Tier Tuesday. I think it was pretty great.
Okay.
Give us your feedback at Rich Keefe Show on Twitter and Instagram. You can text in the show 37937, or you can text tweet Hart, and if you insult him, he will write back at
absolutely.
Jumbo Hart.
And let me know if we should have gone with Apollo 1 for the Texans.
I'm guessing we shouldn't. Coming up next, Kiefer Madness here on WEEI.
It's the Rich Keefe Show on WEEI. WEEI.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin.
All right, here we go. It's time for Kiefer Madness on the Rich Keefe Show. Andy Hart is here as well. We got two. We're going to have to make it quick here. Two
okay.
stories for you. One a little bit longer. Let's start with the short one first. This was a Washington, D.C. news station, and for some reason they felt it was necessary to report on the Vancouver Canucks changing coaches. Bruce Boudreau out. Of course, former Manchester Monarch coach. Bruce Boudreau out. And I don't know why DC's talking about it. Clearly, somebody not as familiar with hockey as others might be, breaking down the change.
Former Washington Capitals coach Bruce Boudreau has been fired by the Vancouver Canucks.
So that's even better. The Bruce
Boudreau.
Boudreau's good, but I, you know what? Canucks.
Coach Bruce Boudreau has been fired by the Vancouver Canucks. The team announced the change Sunday, less than a week after president of hockey operations Jim Rutherford said major surgery was needed to fix the Canucks. Rick Tuchet was hired as Boudreau's replacement.
Rick Tuchet.
She didn't get anything right.
None of it was right.
And the Canucks were separated by what? 8 seconds? 10 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
So a producer could have said,
Canucks.
It's Canucks.
Canucks. There's no, it's not a double O. Trust me, I get a lot of stuff wrong. I am not the
and
best.
And names are okay. We
names
all
are
get
tricky.
Names wrong.
Hockey names
Although
are
she short. Brought it up, why are they reporting on it? Because he used to coach the local team.
Okay, that's
so you're
I
supposed
do.
To have a connection to him. You're
no.
supposed to know him.
Loose connection.
Yeah, she didn't. And
I
no one
say.
Prepped her.
No. No.
And she just reads right from the script. There
just,
was no
just rips
like
through
read
it.
Through.
No.
Don't you ever do that? Like
I
things
read
you've done.
Things sometimes.
Like sometimes somebody gives you a script and you're like,
let me take a look.
What is this name?
What is this?
Like
word?
You have a host an event or something,
oh,
and
course.
Like there's a
I
name.
Host them all the time.
Like the spot. Now we welcome the sponsor, and you're like, Boudreau.
The team announced the change Sunday, less than a week after president of hockey operations Jim Rutherford said major surgery was needed to fix the Canucks. Rick Tuchet was hired.
Tuchet. That might be even better, actually.
In the background, though, you can hear the actual, like,
highlights.
Yeah, highlights, but of them saying his name correctly.
Yeah, of course. Right.
To fix the Canucks.
That's one of my favorites.
And that's the one, like,
yeah.
I'm not saying hockey is football so that everybody knows every team.
That's true.
But it is a professional sport. You work in news. Like, yeah. So there's a sports department somewhere in the general vicinity where you've seen games.
Now, to defend this,
did you ever hear Canucks?
Reporter, I feel like it's an odd team name. It's not the Wildcats or the Eagles.
Okay.
The Canucks? That's odd. Is it not?
It is.
How
but
often
not.
Would you see Canucks spelled? Very rarely. Unless you're in the hockey department. I don't think you ever
would.
Wouldn't
you
it.
Have heard it?
No.
Whatever their like sports guy is that does the 2 minutes at the end of the show.
Oh, she probably tunes that guy out.
Yeah.
Like, I'll write another Alex Ovechkin highlight. Like, maybe, I'm out of here. She's got no interest in it.
Ovechkin.
Ovechkin.
Alex. She's like that skit. Mispronouncing the names. Blase. Blue Balooey.
Former Washington Capitals coach Bruce Boudreau has been fired by the Vancouver Canucks.
So the Boudreau, she had good confidence in. She would like steam right through that, like she got that one right.
Yeah, she had never seen that word Canucks before in her life.
That,
first time she saw it was when she was reading it off the prompter.
It was a real snag there.
Canucks.
She's like, I can't say that. I'm not going to go there. Like, I don't feel comfortable
Something's
with that.
Wrong here.
So, Bruce Boudreau, who, again.
So, there were three proper names in her read.
Yeah, she got Rutherford right, though.
Oh,
right?
Sorry, there were four. She got went 3 for 4.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But she said.
1 for 4.
Boudreau twice. That really is like.
True.
Yeah, you got 3 out of 4 wrong.
She's a slap hitter at best.
Twice the Vancouver Canucks. That is rough.
Less than a week after president of hockey operations, Jim Rutherford said.
Jim Rutherford.
Major surgery was needed to fix the Canucks. Rick Tuchet was hired.
So why do you
why'd she pause on Rick?
So do you think she paused because she's like, oh crap, Canucks can't be right?
I think she
or she saw Tuchuk coming up next and she was struggling
both.
With that
one. I think she
Combo.
Realized the totality of this was going really poorly.
It was.
In
it
all
was.
Phases.
All right, you know what? We don't have time for the other story, but don't
what?
Worry. We're going to do it tomorrow. We're going to do it tomorrow.
I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
I will do it tomorrow.
I won't listen.
I got a solo show. I need all the sound I can get. And all the extra audio I can handle here. So I'm saving the 2.5 minute madness story for tomorrow.
Why don't you just re-rack a couple arguments Fitzy and I have during the afternoon?
Okay.
Play them. It'll be like we're here with you.
Here's some of the best of the Six Rings pod.
Exactly.
I'm going to go take a lap. Like, no, I can't do that.
Exactly.
All right. So.
Treat it like one of your old Peter King interviews. Go get lunch and come back.
Well, it's positive. Peter King had some breaking news today as far as. Aaron Rodgers was concerned. We'll get to that. There's been some Red Sox news. So I do want to get Hart's thoughts on winter weekend, which did not go great for him. But there's also been some new news. They may have added a shortstop. They got rid of a pitcher. We'll kick around the Red Sox when we come back here on the Rich Keefe Show.
Major surgery was needed to fix the Canucks.